Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And last Thursday, United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby told workers in a meeting that the airline may make the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for employees, according to a transcript reviewed by Reuters. Workers in the travel and transportation industry interact with many people every day, obviously, as do healthcare workers and restaurant employees, for example. But what about also small offices or postal workers who have mastered contactless delivery, freelancers? As workers and employers who have had a choice slowly start thinking about returning to their workplaces, can employers legally mandate their employees to get a COVID-19 vaccine, perhaps with certain medical exemptions? And if it's legal, is it the right thing to do anyway? Let's explore the issue. Joining me now to break it down is Dorit Rice, law professor at the University of California Hastings College of the Law, who specializes in vaccine law policy. Dorit, welcome to WNYC. Professor, nice to have you.
Thank you for having me.
And I didn't know vaccine law was an area of specialty. So there's a rich field here.
To my surprise, yes. It was a little bit unplanned.
And so, for example, in 2009, during the spread of the H1N1 virus, as I understand it, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission of the federal government issued guidance that said U.S. employers could require employees to be vaccinated. Do I have that right? And has that guidance been updated and released to reflect COVID-19?
Yes, to both. So employers were already starting to require vaccines in some contexts before the guidance and before the H1N1 pandemic, as early at least as 2005. But the guidance, it was the first time they addressed it in the context of a pandemic. And yes, they've recently updated it to address COVID-19 vaccines.
And in what respect? What is the guidance right now?
So the guidance right now, so the starting point is that employers can set health and safety rules for the workplace, and a vaccine requirement falls under that heading. But the EEOC is providing guidance on where the employers have to provide exceptions under federal anti-discrimination laws. So there's two basic laws that the EEOC is focusing on. One is the Americans with Disabilities Act, which, as you suggested, requires medical exemptions in some context. And the other is the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which for this purpose protects employees with religious objections to a work rule.
Religious objections. You know, once upon a time when there was a military draft in this country, there was the status conscientious objector, which at first had to be based on a particular religion that you were in that held that belief. And then that was gradually changed so that anybody who held a personal objection to military service could get conscientious objector status. So how stringent are the requirements to prove a religious exemption to a vaccine requirement?
So there are three parts to it. The first part is what you're referring to, which is what's a sincere religious belief. And the jurisprudence says that it's not as narrow as you have to show that you're part of a organized religion that opposes a vaccine, but it's not quite as broad as any personal objection. So you have to show that your belief is part of a fundamental of a set of beliefs about fundamental matters. So you can't latch onto one clause in a scripture. You have to give evidence that it's part of a general worldview about fundamental matters. And the other side of that is that it's very hard to police because it really is about personal belief, and employers can easily make mistakes such as trying to require a letter from a clergy.
Listeners, any employers out there listening right now who have started thinking about whether or not you'll make a COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for your employees, tweet at Brian Lehrer or give us a call, 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. Employers, are you thinking about this? Employees, how would you react to a mandatory vaccine policy for your workplace? Would it make you feel more comfortable, make you feel oppressed? Who wants to react or ask a question of law professor Dorit Rice, who's an expert in this field at the legal level? 646-435-7280. And as your calls are coming in, let's use the flu vaccine as an example. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, as I've read it, only 13 states require hospitals or long-term care facilities to document whether employees have received an annual flu vaccine and report that information to the state. And some of those states, healthcare workers can refuse the annual flu vaccine, but are then required to wear a mask when handling patients directly. I think New York is one of those states. And so is that a model for what we might see with coronavirus vaccine requirements?
It's one model. Remember that state action is only one possible action here. A private employer doesn't have to wait for the states to require it. A private employer can set work rules for themselves without any state actions, unless the state prohibits it. Only one state prohibits employers from requiring vaccines, and that's Oregon.
What do you think of this idea for this pandemic?
I think it's a mixed bag. So one of the issues is that these vaccines are right now authorized under an emergency use authorization rather than a full approval, although they went through what's called an EUA plus, a more demanding process of evidence than the usual emergency use authorization. So they're still in a relatively early stage of clinical trial, even though the data is very promising. And there's a question, how justifies is it to require a vaccine under an EUA? On the other hand, is the fact that the data right now already shows us that the benefits of the vaccine far outweigh their risks, in the sense that COVID-19 is substantially more dangerous than the vaccines from what we've seen already. So there's at least ground to say it makes sense to require the vaccine, especially for some workplace. For example, if you're in a nursing home, the staff are the ones that go in and out of the community, and the staff interacts with what's in essentially a captive population that's at high risk. It makes sense to say this staff really should be vaccinated because they're interacting with people with high risk, and if they don't do it willingly, a mandate is probably justified. Not all other contexts are as strong.
So it depends on the context. How about
exactly?
How about, for example, somebody wrote this question in a that for nannies and other home healthcare workers, right? So nannies would be with little kids. Mm-hmm. Home healthcare workers are usually for elderly people who'd be a particular risk.
So if you're having someone in your home, you're not even subject to the federal anti-discrimination law. Someone coming into your home, you have extensive leeway to require a vaccine. And it probably makes sense to say, my home, my rules. I can set who comes in and who doesn't. The other side of that is that often domestic workers are very vulnerable, and requiring them to get a vaccine can raise at least two issues. First, they might not have access to the vaccine. We know that access is now an issue, and it might be a barrier that many can't get over. And second, targeting a population that's already vulnerable raises questions of equity.
Margaret in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Margaret.
I have a small business that teaches sports to children, and I'm wondering, can I only hire people who are vaccinated so that I could basically tell my customers that all my staff have received the vaccine?
So there's three parts to the answer. First, you set your own work rules, and yes, you can require a vaccine from your employees. If you have more than 15 employees, you still have to comply with the Americans with Disability Act and the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which may require accommodating people with medical problems against the that prevent getting the vaccine, or accommodating people with religious objection, though it may not. The EEOC guidance is probably your best target for that. The other thing to remember is that there's legal uncertainty on whether you can mandate a vaccine under an EUA. So while there's grounds to think that you can, for example, workplace have been mandating vaccine, have been mandating testing, and the tests are under the EUA, the language is not clear, and there's no case whatsoever on this, because these are the first vaccines authorized broadly under an EUA. So the answer is, you probably can. There may be exemptions that you have to give, and there's legal uncertainty around what's the effect of the fact that this is a vaccine under an EUA.
Peter in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Hi, I just wanted to ask, my understanding is that the science indicates that the vaccines protect the person vaccinated, but don't necessarily stop transmission. So the idea of having a policy requiring employees to be vaccinated to stop the spread might not. I mean, I do believe that there should be, that everyone should be vaccinated so that we have herd immunity, but looking at sort of localized and small employers.
That's a very interesting question. And Dorit, I know you're a lawyer, not a doctor, but we have heard, I think this is a matter of uncertainty in the science at this point, but it is considered possible that the vaccination will protect the individual who's vaccinated from getting sick from COVID, but not from technically getting COVID and therefore being able to transmit it to others. So does that change the legal question about requiring vaccinations? Because if an employer is doing it on the basis that then you're going to be safe for the customers or your fellow workers, it might not actually do that.
This is a great question. And as you're saying, we have some uncertainty on that. The studies we currently have show us, as you said, that the vaccines protect the person getting them from the disease, but may not prevent transmission. It's not that we know that they don't prevent transmission, it's that we just don't have good data on that yet. My best reading is that experts think that at least reduce transmission, but you're right that there's uncertainty. In the workplace, an employer can require employees to get the vaccines even on the basis of protecting the employees themselves, in part because employers are going to be subject to workers' compensation if a worker has an on-the-job injury, and that can include getting COVID-19 on the job. So for the workplace, employers can still require vaccine on the basis, but it's certainly stronger to impose such a requirement if you can show it prevents transmission.
Andrea in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrea.
Hi. I was calling in because my father is in a nursing home, not in New York, in North Carolina, and many of the employees refused the vaccine, and subsequently, one of the staff members contracted COVID, and half of the residents and several of the staff members got COVID. There's a huge outbreak there now, and so I spoke to the regional vice president of this nursing home chain. And he told me that he could not legally require his staff to get the vaccine. Just listening to this discussion, I hear, you know, that he could, in fact, require it. Washington State's the only state where he couldn't require the vaccine. But my question is, would it be beneficial to offer some financial incentive for staff members to get the vaccine, you know, assuming that perhaps people would quit if they were forced to get the vaccine, maybe for, you know, a number of social reasons. But what are your thoughts on that?
Professor?
So first of all, I'm really sorry that your father was in such a tricky situation. And it's really hard for everybody in the nursing home when you face something like that. As you said, and I don't know what the situation there, but generally employers can require it. And yes, employers can use incentives. And that's another thing to keep in mind. we're talking about mandates as if they were vaccinate or fire, but you can have a different approach, such as vaccinate and you'll get a discount on your health premium, or vaccinate or you'll get extra time off. The incentives are legitimate and potentially other way to get more people vaccinated. Mm.
Positive incentives. And in the last 30 seconds, we've been talking about requirements. What about private lawsuits? So I don't know if maybe in her father's case, theoretically, but, you know, Mitch McConnell has been trying to protect employers from COVID-related lawsuits as part of relief packages. But let's assume an outbreak can be linked to the workplace and an employer declined to require vaccinations. Can employee or customer or somebody sue the business? We have 20 seconds.
Employees would go through workers' compensation, but the customer can bring a lawsuit. Whether that lawsuit will succeed will really depend on the fact of the case. Can you show the place caused it? And can you show that it was unreasonable not to require the vaccine?
Dorit Rice, law professor at the University of California, Hastings College of the Law, who specializes in vaccine law policy. This may become a very prevalent conversation in our country as the vaccine further proves itself. Thank you very much for giving us a preview of what's probably to come.
Thank you for having me.